like Al Gore, who went to Paris to lobby to keep it at 2 degrees target, but the rest of the world said no, that particularly...
Hello. This is the Minneapolis police. The party is over. If you all just grab your stuff and leave, there won't be any hassle. The party's been closed. The party is over with. Grab your stuff and go, and then nobody goes to jail.
Hi, I'm Jack from Saugerties, and I'm at the radio station with my sister Katie. You're listening to WGXC Aqua. Have a nice day!
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bindlestiff Family Circus of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Find out where the music takes you on the next Deep Threes. When Andrew Bain uses jazz to spread a positive message, Mark Battier takes his cues from a work of art, and Sean Moran travels to faraway places. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Every teeth, I don't dot every eye. Got more flaws than a little, and I messed up a thousand times. I don't always commit. Sometimes I give up way too quick, and then I get tired of trying to run away from who I am to who I wanna be. Some days are better than others. I can be up and I'm down, but beyond my mistakes. Found in your grace, this one thing will never change. You still love me, in spite of me. You still chose me. How can it be? Every sky, every flaw, you see it all. You see it all. You still love me, oh, in spite of me. Stubborn at heart, I'm quick to put up a gun. I do it all by myself, I won't ask for help. And sometimes my mouth is smart and be insecure.
You still love me, in spite of me. You still chose me.
How can it be? have a choice.
You have a choice.
Oh, and daily.
And daily.
You choose me.
You choose me.
It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe.
You have a choice.
You have a choice.
A choice. Every Sunday, you choose me. And I am so pleased and so humbled and so privileged that you do. I'm glad to be back here with you, our Brightside listeners, our Brightside family and friends, fans. It's great to be here again on Sunday morning to share just a few minutes, a few moments of music with a message. The heart, the mind, and the soul with you. God is so good to us, beloved. He loves us. He knows every scar, every flaw. He sees it all and still loves us. I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it. Can I get a witness? Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Right where you are, say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, it's Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. I'm back here with our good friend, Mr. Martin Randall. No, that ain't how it go. Mr. Randall Martin.
Hallelujah anyway. Hallelujah.
In some cultures, that's how we would say it. Isn't that right? Martin Randall, that's right. Two first names. How about that? Well, it's good to see you on Zoom land, my friend, and thank you for being here. And yes, beloved, we have music to share. You know, before I do want to acknowledge in history the day that goes down in infamy, I guess. Well, no, actually, this is a good day. This was D-Day. This was when one of the military strategies succeeded in turning the tipping point for World War II and bringing an end to that brutal war. So snaps and claps, we have very few World War II veterans left, but certainly we know that there are the family members, survivors, and so those who served during that war, and we just grateful and remembering those who went before us, those who sacrificed and gave their lives for us. And that's what we're about here at There's a Bright Side Somewhere. I'm here because of one who sacrificed his life for us. Amen. The Lord Jesus the Christ. Yes, I'm talking about him. And it's hard to believe every day he chooses me, knows every star, every flaw, sees it all. And loves me in spite of me. That's a good thing, beloved. And you know what? It helps me in my relationships to love others. And it helps you too. And it will help you if it hasn't helped you yet. It will help you to embrace that principle of Christ, to love unconditionally, in spite of the scars, in spite of the flaws. See it all and choose to love anyway. Yes, we can do it. Yes, we can. By the help of the Holy Spirit of God, yes, we can. That was In Spite of Me by Miss Tasha Cobbs-Leonard and featuring Ciara. She's married to this handsome hunk of a football player. name is Russell. And so Ciara Russell, happy day to you too and your family. Well, beloved, I got some more music with you in mind. Next up, Albertina Walker. And if you listen carefully, at the end, you'll hear Miss Patti LaBelle come in. She was in the audience, beloved. She got all excited, jumped up on the stage, tried to get in there with Miss Albertina Walker, singing, I Can Go to God in Prayer. I can, you can, we can. Thank you, God. You hear our prayers. You answer according to your perfect plan and will for our lives. And yes, we can go to God in prayer in spite of us. Amen. Oh, another worship medley that I have found, Tarin Wells. Yes, I think you'll like that one too. And then after that, a thank you medley by Miss Miranda Curtis. Then after that, Excuse Me by Crystal Rucker. And then I will be back with my spiritual social commentary. We've got four good songs with 29 minutes of solid music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Here we go with Miss Albertina Walker. I Can Go to God in Prayer.
Coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. What a savior.
Hey, what's up? It's Torin Wells. Thank you so much for watching this Essential Worship video. Make sure that you click one of these tabs to get chords, to subscribe, and to watch more videos.
Make no difference what the problem. Oh,
Yeah. shout so loud. Why lift my hands?
You don't know.
Why I feel like running? Just how God took nothing, turned it into something.
You don't know.
Just how far I've come.
Has been so good to me. And I'm glad that you're out there testifying that God has been good to you too. Woke up this morning, were able to look in the mirror and know who was looking at you. You've already been blessed. Let the church say amen. Well, beloved, listen, I want to share, you know, my spiritual social commentary. These are my opinions and do not reflect the opinions of management. that disclaimer on that for them. But yes, these are my spiritual social commentary moments. And so I wanna talk a little bit for a few minutes. I was reading, I like to read, I was reading these articles early this morning before I went to bed last night. One was about a retired Army lieutenant, a Colonel Bernard Kempter, who had his microphone cut off while delivering a Memorial Day speech in Ohio. His mic was cut off because he had submitted a copy of his speech to the veteran organization leaders there, and they had asked him to remove a paragraph from his speech. It was not because his info was false or because he had plagiarized, but because they did not want to hear it said publicly at their event, apparently, allegedly, that he wanted to talk about in a paragraph of his speech the Black history route of Memorial Day. Mind you, from the photograph of the retired Army lieutenant, Colonel Bernard Kempter, he appears to be a person that is not of color. And he was just, you know, sharing facts. But this was not acceptable to certain individuals in leadership. And so he was publicly embarrassed, in my opinion, and humiliated by and reprimanded by having his microphone cut off. To the credit of one of those leaders, Mr. Garrison, he resigned after having cut off the microphone, being directed to do so. Then there was this other article about a new North Carolina high school student, a new graduate. He and his family were publicly humiliated, embarrassed, and shamed by a high school principal who refused to give him his earned high school diploma because he wore the flag of his parents' birth country across his shoulders when he walked across the stage on graduation day. It appears that the principal did not want the public to see this young man publicly present his pride in being of Mexican descent and the first in his family to graduate high school. And so when it was his turn to receive a diploma, he was reprimanded publicly and dismissed from the stage without having his high school diploma. Reading these two articles early this morning on my smartphone, it gave me a pause to think about technology. And I say thanks to technology, these seemingly unrelated incidents in different states of our union are not able to be localized, but in fact reveal that the cancer of white nationalism, quote unquote, is malignant and spreading. It's almost as if the disease of racial bias has come out of remission and returned with a vengeance, spreading and infecting every organization, every organ in the body politic that is the United States of America. It would be easy to present this malignancy as unique to America, but the fact is, like any other cancer, any other disease, people in other nations, people all over the world are impacted and infected, infirmed by it. That being the case, wouldn't it be wonderful for the U.S. of A to be among the first, if not the first, to eradicate and eliminate this deadly, toxic, costly disease? America's pride in being the first and the best. What if we made respect, admiration, and celebration of being human our top priority, our main objective, and place that at the top of every agenda? Perhaps then a white veteran could deliver a Memorial Day speech and not be publicly reprimanded for sharing non-white history, or a teenager, the son of immigrants like every other person in America, not a Native American or descended from enslaved Africans, could show his pride in his personal accomplishment and of his immigrant parents without the threat of humiliation in public. While sacred texts, especially the Holy Bible, get a bad rap for how it is handled by people from time to time, I find that its authors and its divine message is to teach us about our ills as human beings and offer us treatments that, when applied as directed, offer relief and the hope for healing. I know I'm right about it, because this morning when I got up, I read a devotional, as I am in the habit of doing. And the author of this particular devotional also is named Kim, and she's from Oklahoma, Kim Sisk. And she shared this. She said, listen to this. Walking through the pasture on an early spring day, I noticed all the tender new sprouts pushing their way through the rich soil. At my feet were hundreds of tiny flowers in the shades of yellow, white, and lavender. Some could have been considered weeds, while others held the promise of lush green grass. Across the expanse, a blanket of color spread out before me, all the rainbow colors of the field fit together to paint a beautiful landscape. God is the painter of the landscape around me, flowers, trees, hills. God has also placed before me a landscape of people of many colors and backgrounds, each as tender as the sprouts of spring. But how easily we fail to delight in this landscape as much as we do in the rich array of colors in the pastures or on the hillsides. If, however, we recognize each person as a child of God and show each one God's grace, we can be in awe of the variety of God's creation visible in humankind. Jesus taught us to love one another, including those who annoy, aggravate, and disagree. Many problems of our world can be solved if we find ways to love our neighbors as ourselves. One of the great commandments, thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. In 1 John 4:7, in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, we see these words, beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. In an act of love, out of love for our common humanity, out of love that we share among all of the creation, a common bond that God created us in God's image and likeness, no matter what skin color or physical attributes that we have, whether we have straight hair or kinky hair, round eyes or slim eyes, tender lips or thick lips, wide noses or thin noses. God created us in all of our diversity, in all of our variety. And if we could just appreciate that and love that, oh my God, what a wonderful world this would be. There was one more story I read about, and that was about a young lady named Paxton Smith in Dallas, Texas. Now, Paxton also presented a speech for her graduation, a speech to the committee. But when she got to the mic, she deviated from that speech. She said that she was not going to give up the platform to promote complacency and peace when there's a war on my body and a war on my rights. A war on the rights of your sisters or your mothers or your daughters. And she was allowed to complete her speech. Her mic was not turned off. She was not publicly humiliated, although I'm sure her deviation annoyed and aggravated some people. I commend them and applaud them for that kind of respect that was shown to Paxton Smith. And may we remember to treat others as we would want to be treated. This is my spiritual social commentary for today, and I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. We have music with a message for the mind, the heart, and the soul, and I offer this next song in recognition and tribute to our sheroes and heroes this week, Lieutenant Colonel Bernard Kempter, Young Master Ever Lopez, and Young Sister Paxton Smith. I Know Who I Am by Miss Shina.
Chosen generation, we've been called for to show His excellence. Hey. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation, we've been called for to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm working in power. Show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. We've been called for to show His excellence. I'm working in power. I'm
see His glory. For I know who I am.
In the Hudson, New York area vicinity, that a Flag Day parade is coming up 6 days away on June 12th, Saturday. The lineup time is 2:30 at the 7th Street Park. They have a long list of participants. It should be a wonderful day. Missed out on Flag Day parade last year. Kicks off parade season in the Mid-Hudson Valley, especially in Hudson, New York. If you're around, come on by. Say hi. That's, again, Warren Street in Hudson, New York. Line up at 2:30. The parade starts around 3 and goes all the way to the Henry Hudson Riverfront Water Park, where there will be all kinds of activities and festivity. So snaps and claps for Flag Day. Also, I saw that movie theaters are reopening, so snaps and claps for that. Yes, we're winding down spring and getting ready to bounce into summer. We hope that you can participate with your family and friends, you know, vaccinate if you have a mind to and have not yet done so, so that you can have some assurance of comfortability in being out in the public, not spreading anything or exposing yourself and your loved ones. We have a challenge. Make a more excellent union, beloved. Let's do our part. Till we speak again, remember, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. There is a bright side somewhere. I don't care how gray the day, how dark the clouds and low they may hang. The sun is still there. There is a bright side somewhere. And we're going to be out. This last song for you is from Mr. Dietrich Haddon. Happy birthday to all you June babies. Yes, I want to say that. And may you enjoy. Mr. Dietrich Haddon, very unique. Songwriter and singer of the gospel. I love his style. I love his music. And he's going to take us out with a billion people, a billion, a billion, not a trillion, but a billion. We can get to a trillion. Yes, when the population explodes, we'll get there. But listen what he has to share. God bless you. There is, remember, a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip.
said that Jesus is Lord.